Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 71 of the Minor Prophets. Today we begin our study of Zechariah with a devotion titled, Return and Repent. Zig Ziglar once wrote, "When you turn to God, you discover that He has been facing you all the time." Our text for today is Zechariah chapters 1 and 2. "In the eighth month, in the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, son of Iddo, saying, 'The Lord was very angry with your fathers. Therefore say to them, thus declares the Lord of hosts, return to me, says the Lord of hosts, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. Do not be like your fathers, to whom the former prophets cried out, thus says the Lord of hosts, return from your evil ways and from your evil deeds. But they did not hear or pay attention to me, declares the Lord. Your fathers, where are they? And the prophets, do they live forever? But my words and my statutes, which I commanded my servants, the prophets, did they not overtake your fathers? So they repented and said, as the Lord of hosts purposed to deal with us for our ways and deeds, so has He dealt with us. On the 24th day of the 11th month, which is the month of Shebat, in the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, son of Iddo, saying, I saw in the night, and behold, a man riding on a red horse. He was standing among the myrtle trees in the glen, and behind him were red, sorrel, and white horses. And then I said, what are these, my lord? The angel who talked with me said to me, I will show you what they are. So the man who was standing among the myrtle trees answered, these are they whom the Lord has sent to patrol the earth. And they answered the angel of the Lord who was standing among the myrtle trees and said, we have patrolled the earth. And behold, all the earth remains at rest. Then the angel of the Lord said, O Lord of hosts, how long will you have no mercy on Jerusalem and the cities of Judah, against which you have been angry these 70 years? And the Lord answered gracious and comforting words to the angel who talked with me. So the angel who talked with me said to me, cry out, thus says the Lord of hosts, I am exceedingly jealous for Jerusalem and for Zion. And I am exceedingly angry with the nations that are at ease. For while I was angry but a little, they furthered the disaster. Therefore, thus says the Lord, I have returned to Jerusalem with mercy. My house shall be built in it, declares the Lord of hosts, and the measuring line shall be stretched out over Jerusalem. Cry out again. Thus says the Lord of hosts, my cities shall again overflow with prosperity, and the Lord will again comfort Zion and again choose Jerusalem. And I lifted my eyes and saw, and behold, four horns. And I said to the angel who talked with me, what are these? And he said to me, these are the horns that have scattered Judah, Israel, in Jerusalem. Then the Lord showed me four craftsmen, and I said, what are these coming to do? He said, these are the horns that scattered Judah, so that no one raised his head. And these have come to terrify them, to cast down the horns of the nations who lifted up their horns against the land of Judah to scatter it. And I lifted my eyes and saw, and behold, a man with a measuring line in his hand. Then I said, where are you going? And he said to me, to measure Jerusalem, to see what its width and what is its length. And behold, the angel who talked with me came forward, and another angel came forward to meet him and said to him, Run, say to that young man, Jerusalem shall be inhabited as villages without walls because of the multitude of people and livestock in it. And I will be to her a wall of fire all around, declares the Lord. And I will be the glory in her midst. Up, up, flee from the land of the north, declares the Lord. For I have spread you abroad as the four winds of the heavens, declares the Lord. Up! Escape to Zion, you who dwell with the daughter of Babylon. For thus said the Lord of hosts, after his glory sent me to the nations who plundered you. For he who touches you touches the apple of his eye. Behold, I will shake my hand over them, and they shall become plunder for those who serve them. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion, for behold, I come, and I will dwell in your midst, declares the Lord. And many nations shall join themselves to the Lord in that day, and shall be my people. And I will dwell in your midst, and you shall know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. And the Lord will inherit Judah as his portion in the Holy Land, and will again choose Jerusalem. Be silent, all flesh, before the Lord, for he has roused himself from his holy dwelling. Years before Zechariah prophesied, the prophet Jeremiah declared that Israel would spend 70 years in captivity. You can see Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 1, and chapter 29, verse 10. Ezra tells us that Zechariah and Haggai inspired God's people to rebuild the temple and to trust God for the future that he promised. You can see Ezra chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. The dates at the beginning of Zechariah's prophecy indicate that the exile has ended, but life back in their homeland would be extremely challenging. Zechariah's name means Yahweh remembers. The prophet's name and message are filled with hope that God does not forget his people or his promises even after a 70-year exile. Zechariah's prophecy can be divided as follows. Chapters 1 through 6, an introduction, that's in verses 1 through 6, followed by a series of Zechariah's visions. In chapters 7 and 8, a conclusion to his dreams. Chapters 9 through 11 and 12 through 14, two final sections filled with poems and pictures of the future messianic reign. The introduction of Zechariah is a call to return and repent. Warren Wiersbe writes this description of Zechariah's introduction. Zechariah invited the people to look back and recall what their forefathers had done to provoke the Lord to anger and judgment. You can see chapter 1, verse 2, and also verse 4. The Jewish people who had returned to the land knew their nation's history very well. They knew that God had sent prophet after prophet to plead with their forefathers to turn from idolatry and return to the Lord. But the nation had refused to listen. Then Zechariah shared God's promise with them. Return to me, and I will return to you. That's in verse 3. God had left his people to their own ways, and that was why they were experiencing so much trouble. The remnant had not put God first, so he couldn't bless them as he desired to do. After this introduction to return and repent, Zechariah describes a series of 8 strange but significant dreams that he experienced. The first vision is recorded in Zechariah chapter 1, verses 8 through 17. This dream consists of 4 horsemen. The first horseman was riding a red horse, followed by other red, orange, and white horses. Zechariah reveals that these horsemen are patrolling the world on behalf of the Lord. These symbolize God's careful watch and protection over the nations. These horsemen report that the world is at peace. Zechariah chapter 1, verses 18 through 21 details a second dream consisting of four horns. God's prophet reveals the precise meaning of these horns. They represent the nations that, like Assyria and Babylon, had ambushed and scattered God's people. Zechariah chapter 1, verses 20 and 21 declares that these nations that scattered Israel will themselves be scattered by four craftsmen who symbolize Persia. The third dream is recorded in Zechariah chapter 2, verses 1 through 13. In this vision, Zechariah sees a man who is measuring the city. It depicts God fulfilling his promise to rebuild the temple and his people. Through this vision, God promises to protect his people, that's chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, and that they will experience his presence, that's verses 10 through 13. God will take possession of Judah, and they will be his inheritance in the Holy Land, that's verse 12. This is the only time in God's Word that the phrase Holy Land is used. The land and the people will be holy and uniquely separated unto the Lord. Some questions to consider. How can dreams, while strange sometimes, still convey clarity to God's plan? Why is it essential that God's dreams are followed by His interpretation? In what ways is God calling you to return to Him? Finally, how would you define repentance? Consider the following scripture on repentance and reflect on the difference between godly and worldly grief today. From 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10. For godly grief produces a repentance that leads to salvation without regret, whereas worldly grief produces death. Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.